Hello there, listeners, or viewers. In this episode, I would like to talk about the tyrannicide, the killing of a tyrant, mentioned in the book of Judges, chapter 3, the story of Ehud. So concerning tyrannicide, what I want to point out is, like Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruit. So you should test them and look, is their fruit edible? Or on the other hand side, does it only look good on the outside because it's made of plastic, but it's in reality not really edible? So test the people in authority by their fruit. The people in politics, test them by their fruit. So, okay. First, I would like to read the story of Ehud. You can find it in Judges chapter 3, starting from verse 12. I'm first going to read it, and then I'm going to comment on it. And what I'm going to comment on is, basically I want to teach you some military lessons that you can learn from the story of Ehud. So let's start reading in verse 12. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord. And he gathered unto him the children of Ammon and Amalek, and went and smote Israel, and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. But Ehud made him a dagger, which had two edges of a cubit length, and he did gird it under his raiment upon his right thigh. And he brought the present unto Eglon, king of Moab, and Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bore the present. But he himself turned again from the queries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret errand unto thee, O king, who said, keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. And Ehud came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat. And Ehud put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. Then Ehud went forth through the porch, and shut the doors of the parlor upon him, and locked them. When he was gone out, his servants came, and when they saw that, behold, the doors of the parlor were locked, they said, surely he covereth his feet in his summer chamber. And they tarried till they were ashamed. And behold, he opened not the doors of the parlor. Therefore they took a key and opened them. And behold, their lord was fallen down dead on the earth. And Ehud escaped while they tarried, and passed beyond the quarries, and escaped unto Seirat. And it came to pass, when he was come, that he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mount, and he before them. And he said unto them, follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And they went down after him, and took the forts of Jordan toward Moab, and suffered not a man to pass over. And they slew of Moab at that time about 10,000 men, all lusty, and all men of valor, and there escaped not a man. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 80 years. That means 80 years. And I would like to also read the last verse in this chapter, which is the verse 31. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anat, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. Okay, so now let's go again up to start commenting on this story. Okay, from verse 15. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. So here, left-handed could also mean he was cunning. Okay, then in verse 16. But Ehud made him a dagger which had two edges of a cubit length, and he did gird it under his raiment upon his right thigh. So here, I want to comment on where it says he made him a dagger. Here I want to comment he made the weapon himself. He didn't just order it from Amazon so that those who wiretapped his internet knew that he had a weapon. So he had something comparable to a ghost gun, so to speak, an unregistered weapon. Note, he didn't get a weapon permit from the tyrant first. Also, in verse 16, I want to comment on he girded under his raiment. Note, he didn't get a concealed carry permit. Then I want to comment on upon his right thigh. Military tactic. He prepared according to the circumstances. So he was left-handed, and so he did gird it under his raiment upon his right thigh. So if you're left-handed and you gird it upon your right thigh, you can take out the dagger with your left hand from upon your right thigh. So it makes sense that he would gird it there. Okay, then let's go to verse. Here I have as the next verse, verse 20. Okay, but let's first go to verse 19. But he himself turned again from the queries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret errand unto thee, O king, who said, keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. Sorry. Okay. I want to comment here on where it says, I have a secret errand unto thee. Again, he was cunning, or he used deception. And then, in verse 20, and Ehud came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat. Here I want to comment on the word alone. So here in the verse it says, which he had for himself alone. And a military tactic is, don't fight all enemies at once. So he was just alone with this guy. So he just had one enemy to tackle. Then I want to comment on where it says, I have a message from God unto thee. Another military tactic, deception or camouflage clothing, for example. Okay, so let's go on to verse 21. And Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. And it's basically a comment also on verse 26, where it says, and Ehud escaped while they tarried and passed beyond the quarries and escaped unto Seirat. So here I want to comment, use the opportunity of the moment. You know, when you have a certain moment where you have a time frame or a time window where you can do something, do it. You know, use the opportunity of the moment. Then let's go on to verse 22. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. Here I want to comment, he could not draw the dagger out. A military tactic. You should have your priorities in order. Here it is, first, the first priority is to escape alive, and the second priority is to keep your weapon. So he couldn't draw the weapon out again, but you know, he needed to go. So He just left the weapon there in his belly and escaped and basically saved his life like this. Okay, then let's go on to verse 23. And I want to comment on verse 23 and 26 together. Verse 23. Then Ehud went forth through the porch and shut the doors of the parlor upon him and locked them. And verse 26. And Ehud escaped while they tarried and passed beyond the quarries and escaped unto Seirat. And my comment here is, get out fast from the danger zone before the enemy can attack back. Okay, then I have a comment on the verses 21 to 23. So I'm going to read verses 21 to 23 first, and then I'm going to comment on them. And Ehud put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. Then Ehud went forth through the porch, and shut the doors of the parlor upon him, and locked them. And my comment here is, military tactic, use stealth, and... Now I have a problem reading my comment, actually. Use stealth and make not much noise. That would reveal you. Nowadays, you could use a silencer on guns, on firearms. Okay, let's go to verse 27. And it came to pass, when he was come, that he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mount, and he before them. And here I want to comment on, and he before them. A military tactic. Have a leader in battle that goes before. So, someone who's courageous and cheers the people on, and charges into the battle so that the others are encouraged as well and follow him as well into the battle. Then let's go to verse 28. And he said unto them, follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And they went down after him and took the fords of Jordan toward Moab and suffered not a man to pass over. Here I want to comment on follow after me, a military tactic. As a leader, encourage your people to fight and to not give up. So you should be encouraging and cheering your people on to fight. Then let's go to verse 29. And they slew of Moab at that time about 10,000 men, all lusty and all men of valor, and there escaped not a man. And here I want to comment on, and they slew. A military tactic. The people helped the deliverer in war. And then last but not least, I want to comment on verse 31, which is actually not about Ehud, it's about Shamgar. But let's read it first again. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anat, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad. And he also delivered Israel. And here I want to comment on with an ox goad, a military tactic. Use the available weapons. So whatever you have available, just use it and make the best out of the situation. So these are some comments, some military lessons we can learn from the story of Ehud from the Bible, from Judges chapter 3, and also from one lesson from Shamgar in verse 31. I hope it was beneficial to you. Feel free to leave a comment, and hope to... How do you say that? It's not a telephone conversation. I cannot say hope to hear you soon, but hopefully you will hear soon from me again. So God bless you.